The Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control recommends spending $33 million on spotter planes, small air tankers, helicopters, and leasing large air tankers for wildfire season. This year-long study was released late last week in the middle of budget negotiations.
I think it really opens up the communication. It opens up the opportunities. I'm optimistic.
That's Republican Senator Steve King of Grand Junction. He sponsored the bill last year that created this study. This year, he's behind a measure to have the state get air tankers and helicopters to better fight wildfires.
The 2014 fire season is upon us. We've already had a 15-acre fire up in Durango, which is very dry. We need to be proactive. We have 4 million acres of dead trees on the western slope around our water.
Currently, Colorado can use federal air tankers, but there aren't enough to go around. According to a state report, in the 2012 wildfire season, almost half of all national requests for large federal air tankers were denied. And while Senator King has bipartisan support for his proposal for a state fleet, coming up with the money for it could be tricky.
There's a lot of competition for the remaining available funds.
That's Democratic Joint Budget Committee member Pat Stedman of Denver. He says the money in next year's budget is largely spoken for, with only $20 million set aside for new bills.
The idea that one idea would take all of the available money, when there's lots of people with lots of different ideas that are competing for those dollars right now, I don't see that being likely to come to pass.
The budget has already cleared the House. That means proposals to set aside funding for an aerial firefighting fleet will be made in the Senate. Senator King says he's considering an amendment to do just that. Democratic Senator Mary Hodge of Brighton serves on the budget committee and believes it'll be a tough vote.
Everybody has their own idea of what they have to have, but it's very difficult to get 18 votes here to get something into the budget.
Dozens of bills are already waiting for funding in the appropriations committees. For legislative leaders, the budget priorities include recovering from wildfires and floods, giving more money to schools and colleges, and improving economic security for the middle class. Republican Budget Committee member Representative Sherry Giroux of Evergreen supports an aerial fleet, but just not now.
I think there's a desire to take care of it, and the best thing would be for the governor to present a proposal in next year's budget that would do something, help with something.
But supporters say next year is already too late, given the state's huge fire risk over the summer. For his part, Governor John Hickenlooper told the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel that air tankers cost a fortune, and he's not convinced they're worth it.
I'm cheap. I'm frugal. My gut feeling is this is too much money.
But he notes that the Division of Fire Prevention knows much more about the issue than he does. Hickenlooper says he's leaning towards the state investing the money because he wants to err on the side of caution and doesn't want to put homes at risk. Hickenlooper says he does plan to measure, quote, the living daylights out of it to see how effective air tankers actually are. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.